I don't want to move. This is where we always lived, and the only place I remember my dad.
I know this is a really tough time, but just remember, this house isn't your true home. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. It's never easy to move to a new house, especially when it's because your dad or someone else you love might have passed away. But if you're a Christian, you can find comfort in the words of Jesus. Here's what he said in John 14. "Don't be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you with me so that you can be where I am." Our story today is called True Home. Adeline looked around her empty room. She brushed her hand across the mural Dad had painted on the wall one last time, then picked up the last box and brought it out to the truck. When Mom pulled the truck door down with a loud rumble, Adeline couldn't help it. She burst into tears. Mom pulled her close. "It's going to be okay, Adeline," she said in a hoarse voice as Adeline sobbed into her shoulder. Mom was crying too.
"I don't get it," said Adeline. "Why do we have to leave our house?"
"Because the bank lent us money to buy the house. But after your dad died, paying back the loan on my own has become too hard. So now they're taking back the house." She stroked Adeline's hair. "I know it's hard to leave the house you grew up in, especially with all its memories of your dad, but we don't have a choice. We'll live with Grandma and Grandpa for a while, and then you and I will find a nice apartment."
"But I don't want to live in an apartment," said Adeline, barely able to get words out through her tears. "I want to live here. This is where you and Dad and I always lived. This is our true home."
"Oh, Adeline," said Mom, "this isn't our true home. It never was. It was a wonderful place to live, but it was never meant to last forever. As Christians, our true home is with Jesus. He is with us now, and when we finally see him face to face in heaven, it will be better than anything we could possibly imagine. And you know what the best part is?"
"What?"
asked Adeline, wiping her eyes. "Our eternal home has already been paid for. We could never afford it ourselves, but Jesus gave his life so we could live with him forever." Mom led Adeline to the door of the truck. "I know how hard this is. It's hard for me too. Jesus said we'd have trouble in this world, and it's okay to feel sad about it. But don't lose sight of your true home. Jesus will be with you through all of life's troubles and promises you a home with him forever." Well, how about you? Have you experienced pain or sadness in your life? Maybe you lost someone close to you or had to move away from a place you loved. Whatever it is, you don't have to go through it alone. If you know Jesus, he promises to always be with you and to one day bring you to your eternal home where you'll never feel pain or sadness again. Your true home is with him. Our key verse is John 16:33.
"In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
And our key thought for today: Christians have a home with Jesus.
Hey, Zach, why didn't Adam and Eve eat the fruit off the tree of life before they ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Hi, Cicely. Adam and Eve didn't eat from it first, probably because they didn't think they needed to. But then the serpent came and tricked Eve. He got her to focus on the one thing that she couldn't have. Instead of trusting God, Eve and Adam ate the forbidden fruit, and that's when everything changed. Sin entered the world, and they were no longer allowed to stay in the garden or eat from the tree of life. I hope that answers your question. Thanks again for listening to Keys for Kids.